Time now for our Rural Solutions Technology Show with John and Teresa Witte of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison. And I'm so pumped for the show. I've been waiting for it for all week, John.
Tell us what show is this called, Paul.
You tell us.
No, I would like to hear you try
it. You put me on the spot now, Teresa. Procrastination.
No.
Prognostication.
Prognostication.
Prognostications.
I think
2020.
That's the closest you've gotten so far.
So you're doing better. Maybe by 2030 we'll have it figured out.
That's the only word in the English language I have trouble with. I don't know why. And I'm in radio.
Yeah.
Hey,
I love it.
Hey, we got a lot to talk about this morning. Teresa, what did we do last week?
Last week, we took a look at John's 2019 prognostications, and we rated him on how he did for the year. And he did pretty good. He got a B, didn't he?
Yeah, he got a B.
That was pretty good. So now he's got some things to share with us that he is predicting or prognosticating for 2020. And you know, as he was telling me what these were before the show, it's almost for the next decade, really. He's got some wider views this time.
There's some things coming now that I think are going to kind of change a lot, you know, in the next couple years. But it's going to start this year. It's already started in some cases.
So let's get started.
All right, can't wait.
Well, I think the first main thing we're going to see, 2020 will kind of be the year of 5G networks, you know, with the cellular and service and all that. We know there's already major cities across the U.S. that are using it, but this is going to change so many things. It's going to open so many doors because
5G is
ultra high speed network capabilities on your phone.
On your phone.
Okay.
Yes. So it's a wireless network, and you know that means
I have
data.
4G right now.
Yep.
Most of us do.
Yep.
Okay.
And so if you were to download like a 2.5 hour long, you know, on your data, 2.5 hour long movie, high def movie, you know, it would take roughly at those speeds, it'd probably take about 40 minutes, I'm guessing, you know, to download the whole thing and then just watch it. With 5G, you'd be able to do that same movie in less than 5 seconds, about 3.5.
Oh, wow.
That's a big difference.
So, I mean, remember modems, you know, and all that.
Dial up.
Then when everything changed, when it went to the DSL or, you know, the fiber, we saw how all of a sudden we were able to use our technology for so much more, right? Mm. I mean, this is the same order of magnitude of the change that we saw from modems to high-speed internet. Now we're going to see that with 5G. Okay. So just think of the things that opens up.
Yeah.
And not just in our homes, but everywhere, because it's a wireless network. Wherever you have phone signal, you're going to have 5G, right?
Yep.
So it's, you're going to, you know.
That'll happen by the end of the year, that mostly everyone will have 5G, you think?
I don't think we're going to have it here.
Oh,
but
really?
It's going to be.
Who does that, Verizon then? Or?
Yeah, Verizon, AT&T, you know, all the big players
have
5G rollouts that they're doing. And
so it's about the towers, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the towers and
then
data network.
And then the once you have the towers and the data network in place, then you upgrade your phone to the one that has a capability, and then you're on 5G, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. And so, you know, we're going to be seeing it. We're going to be hearing much about it in 2020.
Okay.
And I think in the next couple of years, we'll probably have 5G here. Maybe not everywhere we are, but for sure in the 20s, we're going to have 5G. And with that, opens up this huge array of things that weren't capable before just because of bandwidth, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, things that we couldn't think about doing in our vehicles, for our vehicles, in our homes, or outside of our homes, are going to just be opened up. So I think that, you know, in a couple of years, anything less than 5G is going to be a fail. You know, imagine using your bag phone now. to send an email.
Yeah, I use the bag phone.
I love the phone
time.
To talk on, but it's not about talking anymore.
Yep.
So that's going to be the first thing I predict is everything's going to be 5G.
Okay, 5G.
The next thing, now that you're going to have all this speed, they're changing the monitor technology. Going back to CRT monitors. Remember those monitors used to weigh literally 90 pounds and sat on your desk, took up half
three
your desk.
Feet wide?
3 feet deep,
I remember having desks that when I take that monitor off, they were bowed down from just having that weight on them all the time. Okay, well, now
we all
got
have
the
flat screen monitors.
I think in the next couple of years, those are going to be a thing of the past.
Really?
they're going to go, you know, the LED monitors, which has got a board behind it, and then all these little bulbs, and they're, and each one has a little bulb that has a light, you know, that lights up based on color. You know, that's a diode that says, okay, red, you know, blue, whatever. now we're going to OLED, which is organic light emitting diodes. So in basically what it is, it's a thin sheet, like, you know, a piece of paper. It's, you know, it's a organic thing. It's like a polymer that they create. And when light or when power hits a certain part of it, you know, it'll light up blue, let's say. And it's a brighter color than the, you know, the other ones. And then they lay another sheet over it that's all red and so on and so forth. So there's, you know, these thin sheets. But that's where the phone technology, you know, where they have foldable phones and where you got these ultra thin, you know, that, you know, quarter inch TVs that you just hang on a wall. They're super light. That's that technology.
That curved monitors.
The curved monitors, you know, all those things.
And light, very lightweight, I suppose.
Very lightweight. Okay. And so I think.
I still need my screen large, though.
Oh, and the thing about that, too, they, you know, we're kind of just because of the, you know, the board needed on the LED screen behind it, you're kind of limited to that. 84 inches is about as max as you can go.
Oh, okay.
These, they can make those sheets as big as you want. So you're going to have a 12 by 12, you know. I think you're even going to see, like, fluorescent lights getting replaced with white, those white ones, and just putting them up on the ceiling, and that's going to be your light. And you can change how bright it is. And I think we're going to see a lot of changes with display technology, and it's going to start in 2020.
All right. I'm excited about that.
Of course, it's going to be expensive at first, but it's going to get better and better and, you know, all that. Okay, so we got high speed going to be happening. It's going to be given. And we're going to go to the next generation of speeds. So, you know, iPhones right now, you've got that facial recognition where you can hold your face. You don't have to use a thumb scan or type a password. Well, there's a lot of graphics and a lot of program, you know, a lot of processing that has to be done to log into things. But now, when you're going to have a given of super high speed, you're going to see facial recognition everywhere to get in your car, to get in your home. You know, your locks are being replaced with all these things.
I already have facial recognition on my phone.
Yep. Do you? Yep. And you're just going to see that everywhere. And it's going to start in 2020, but it's going to be a few years before. But yeah, you're going to have facial recognition. Your doorbell at home that's right now is going to be a camera, you know, that sees.
I have that.
Yep. That'll also unlock your door when you walk up to it or when your wife does. And so that's ATMs, you know, you're going to be able to make transactions based on your face scan. So you don't have to carry your card. I mean, how hard is it now to carry a bulky card around all the time? And it's going to be even easier yet just by facial recognition. So we're going to see a lot more video type things of that.
Okay.
So that's another one. So
5G. You know what? I think we're going to break this up in two parts. Should we do that?
Are we running out of time already?
Yeah, almost.
My goodness.
How many you got left, John?
Three left.
Three left. We're halfway there.
Okay, let's do one more, and we'll save the rest for next week.
Okay.
Okay.
If you want to do it that way.
Well, again, this is a good one to end on then, because we're talking about high-speed things. And, you know, I've been talking about VR and AR, which is virtual reality, you know, where you're looking at something that's not there, it's right in front of you, and augmented reality, which is...
Like the Pokemon Go,
See what is in front of you, but also there's other things in there. Well, the reason that those aren't going mainstream yet is because there's so much data that has to go. But when, you know, back and forth to the server, and when we have ultra high speed, it's going to make that possible. So you're going to have training, you know, you're going to have education things are going to be just VR or AR, where you can see the situation and then what, you know, you can create situations in front of you. And
Pokemon
Go.
Yep. And it's going to change, you know, the teaching models are going to change a lot, because you're going to be able to see things firsthand that aren't really there, but that you will see in certain situations.
I think home repair, home construction people do that a lot. If you want to see what your house will look like, you see that a lot on TV. That's going to be more and more of that, I would guess.
Yep. And so we're just going to come to expect that in a lot of things. So just to rehash, 5G opens up a lot of doors. That's number one. Number two, your monitors are going to get thinner, lighter, cheaper, more biodegradable.
Yep.
And then facial recognition and virtual reality, all those things are going to be coming into the our day-to-day lives, even here in rural Minnesota, we're going to see those things. And I've got a couple other things that we can talk about. One is next week we're going to talk about those and get into some philosophical things.
Yeah, let's give a tease so people tune in next week, right?
Yeah.
So you got a couple more things that you're going to predict that's going to happen this next year in technology then.
Yep. And a kind of a warning to people. So we'll hold that off for next week.
Okay. How about that, Teresa?
That sounds good to me.
All right. Where are you located at, and how can people get hold of you?
We are located on beautiful Main Street, Madison, right across from United Prairie Bank. You can give us a call at 320-698-4747.
Or as always, send us an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
And that's our
he's trying to get me to say prognostications for 2020.
I.e. predictions.
I.e. prediction. All right. Hey, can't wait till next week's show.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks.
John and Teresa Whitty with Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.